the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Beijing's calling on Washington to remove additional tariffs on Chinese goods and lift sanctions imposed on China. Commerce Ministry spokesperson Gao Feng urged the United States to create good conditions for both sides to expand trade cooperation. He says China's been implementing the Phase 1 trade deal between the two countries despite difficulties brought about by the pandemic, the global economic recession, and supply chain disruptions. It's being confirmed that China and the United States will hold a series of activities to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the visit to China by former U.S. President Richard Nixon. The trip in 1972 paved the way for the normalization of relations between the two sides. The visit included the signing of the Shanghai Communique, which established the principles to be followed in bilateral relations development, and especially the One China principle. China's clinched the silver medal in freestyle skiing mixed team aerials at the Beijing Winter Olympics. The United States won the gold, while Canada captured the bronze. The race for the men's singles figure skating gold has come to an end at the Beijing Winter Olympics. Japanese superstar Yuzuru Hanyu almost landed one of the most difficult jumps, while Chinese skater Jin Boyoung achieved his personal best. Guoyan has more.
Two-time Olympic champion Yuzuru Hanyu makes history by landing a near-successful quadruple axel at the 2022 Winter Olympics.
I'm exhausted right now, but I could show my story of the program today. I'm satisfied because I was skating with all the music, all the pieces of the music. So I could show to the people, all the people, my skating style.
The superstar figure skater fell as he tried to land a quadruple axel that involves 4.5 rotations in the air. The jump is rated as under-rotated, but still earned 5 scores. The double Olympic figure skating champion missed the podium on his third Olympic trip, ranking 4th in men's single. Chinese figure skater Jin Boyoung, who ranked 9th, achieved his best personal record of the season.
I felt amazing. I conquered myself. I had gone through ups and downs in the past 4 years, but the result makes all the past experience worth it. Here in China, on my home soil, I have so much support and I feel wonderful.
Jin Boyoung is the first male figure skater to land a quad lutz triple toe combination in competition in the history of figure skating, which led to the era of quad jumps in men's singles events. He said Beijing 2022 is the best Olympics he's ever participated in, as he was able to show the world his best performance, and that is the spirit of sportsmanship.
The International Olympic Committee says the unspecified legal issue that occurred in the figure skating team event of the Beijing Olympics is still under investigation. The issues led to the delay of the medal ceremony for the event that was originally scheduled for Tuesday. The Russian Olympic Committee team claimed the gold medal in the team event, while the United States took silver and Japan bronze. An Iranian alpine skier has tested positive for a banned steroid in the first confirmed doping case at the Beijing Games. Hossein Sava Shemshaki failed a test on Monday before competing. He's been provisionally suspended. The athlete has the right to appeal and request that his B sample be tested. The Libyan prime minister survived an assassination attempt. Assailants struck Abdul Hamid Debiba's car with bullets early on Thursday. He managed to escape unharmed. Debiba was installed last year as head of the UN-backed Government of National Unity that was meant to oversee the run-up to an election in December. Rival factions have been jostling for position after the election process fell apart. The military junta that took power in Burkina Faso last month has installed a new head of the armed forces. Former sports minister Colonel Major David Cabré has been appointed as chief of general staff. The military has promised to stem terrorist violence that's killed thousands of people and displaced nearly 1.5 million. Burkina Faso was suspended from the African Union and a West African Economic Association following the takeover. NASA's raised concerns about SpaceX's plan to deploy about 30,000 satellites for its Starlink network. The company's received authorization for 12,000 satellites to offer broadband internet. It's requested authorization for a second-generation constellation of 30,000 satellites. NASA says it's concerned with a possibly significant increase in collisions with other objects. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.